Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The Society of Jesus was founded by Ignatius Loyola during the first half of the 16th century. Better known as the Jesuits, the Catholic order has left us a rich musical legacy. This week on Harmonia, we'll explore some of the composers associated with them, including Massenzio, Capsberger, Charpentier, and others. A new release by French-Canadian lutenist Sylvain Bergeron will also be heard. Music from the Balcarres Lute Book, a collection of pieces from 17th century England, France, and its native Scotland. Canadian lutenist Sylvain Bergeron was the soloist in a new release from the Atma label. We heard two arrangements, Bubbing Joe and the Lady Binnis Lilt. During the mid-1530s, a group of Catholic students from the University of Paris came together to be directed in prayer and meditation. They were led by Inigo Lopez de Loyola. Within a few years, these young men were ordained as priests and received papal approval for the founding of what is recognized today as the Society of Jesus, or Jesuits. Their leader came to be known as Ignatius Loyola. We'll hear music from two composers who were at one time employed by the Jesuits during the 16th century, Giovanni de Palestrina and Domenico Masenzio.
Thank you.
A hymn by Domenico Masenzio was performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. It was preceded by Palestrina's Assumpta Est Maria. The 16 was directed by Harry Christophers. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening this week to music composed for the Jesuit order. In the year 1622, Pope Gregory XV canonized two original members of the order. Saints Ignatius of Loyola and Francis Xavier were honored in numerous ways. To mark the occasion, composer Johannes Capsberger wrote a five-act opera placing both saints as central figures. We'll hear excerpts from his Apotheosis.
Thank you.
We heard an excerpt from Capsburger's only surviving opera. A Jesuit drama, the story surrounds two of the Catholic Order's founders, Saints Ignatius Loyola and Francis Xavier. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to music associated with the Jesuit Order of the Catholic Church. Composers throughout Europe were employed by the Jesuits during the 17th century. In France, Marc-Antoine Charpentier held the title of Maître de Musique during the 1780s at the Jesuit Church of St. Louis in Paris. We'll hear two movements, a Gloria and Agnus Dei, from his Grand Mass written for four choirs.
Thank you.
Music of Marc-Antoine Charpentier. We heard a Gloria and Agnus Dei from his Mass for Four Choirs. Christopher Jackson led the Studio de Musique Ancienne of Montreal. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music for the Jesuits. The Jesuits had a strong missionary presence in the New World, especially in South America. Domenico Zipoli, a Jesuit priest himself, was sent to Paraguay in order to write and direct music. His compositions were so popular that copies are found all over the Americas. We'll hear the Gloria from Zippoli's Missa San Ignazio, performed by Ex Cathedra, directed by Jeffrey Skidmore.
In excelsis, gloria, in excelsis, gloria, gloria.
We heard an excerpt from Domenico Zuppoli's Missa San Ignazio. Its Gloria was performed by Ex Cathedra under the direction of Jeffrey Skidmore. Our new release of the week comes to us from the Atma label. Lutenist Sylvain Bergeron devotes an entire recording to the Balcarres Lute Book, a collection of original music and arrangements for the lute. We'll hear two pieces, When She Came In and Catherine Ogie. Thank you. We heard two arrangements for lute from the Balcarres Lute Book. Sylvain Bergeron performed When She Came In and Catherine Ogie. Both pieces are part of a new recording on the Canadian label Atma. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.